It's going to all be about, in effect, on both the date itself is the 18th, when I'm going to have the joy of celebrating Mass with the Carmelite sisters in the diocese, and then on the Sunday in the cathedral, because of the Word of God on both occasions, there'll be a strong focus on the meaning of the baptism of our Lord. I've always felt that his baptism is the nearest thing to ordination. It's when he resolved not to remain safe and aloof on the bank, but to plunge himself into the waters, and so as to not to call us home, still less drive us home, but to accompany us home. And it seems to me, words that Karl Rahner used when I was a student, and it's always been with me, the priest has to be the man of the pierced heart. Interestingly, that is also what is portrayed on the marvellous martyr's picture in the chapel of the English College in Rome, where I was ordained. And I'm grateful that when I was preparing to be a priest, we were never allowed to use the word priest without using the word victim at the same time. We cannot be understood unless we have the heart of the crucified Lord.
Liverpool, the city today, as we've talked about on more than one occasion, is really a model of ecumenical cooperation in the UK, isn't it? And I'm imagining that there'll be ecumenical representatives at your celebrations.
That there will indeed. And very sadly, the Bishop of Liverpool, he has sent me the most beautiful message. He cannot be there. He has to respond to another request for an installation of a high sheriff, which he cannot but go to. But I received the most marvellous letter from him, and the Anglican Bishop of Warrington will be there together with other church leaders. So that aspect of our life will be clearly affirmed. And of course, among my own family, my mother was a member of the Church of England. So I think half of my family who are joining us are members of the Church of England. So that aspect will be very strongly present.
Once again, very best wishes from all of us here at Vatican Radio for that
Thank
celebration.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you.